Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brewers fans, this one is over, and now it's time for the longest-running mashup. It's Show Meets Show. The Wendy's Big Show meets the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Now, live from the Hyundai of West Dallas Postgame Studios, here's the Big Show's Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, and the franchise, Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim? Come on, ask me a lineup question.
It is a final, the offseason and opening day, and the results are good. A 5-4 Brewers victory over the St. Louis Cardinals in game one of this four-game set to open up the 2019 championship season. What's going on, Brewers fans? Been a while. Baby Tausch, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, myself, Tim Allen, the Polish Pipe Bomb is here as well, as the Brewers get a 5-4 victory. And welcome everybody to the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show, presented to you on the Fan by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. And you guys were debating it. Do you go back to Josh Hader in the ninth inning? You got a one-run lead. He throws 11 pitches in the eighth inning. And, well, now we know the results. A Josh Hader appearance, a six-out save to get the victory 5-4. And it was saved in large part by Josh Hader as well as Lorenzo Cain.
Once again, this is
amazing.
Mood is just unreal. And we had Mark Simon on the big show yesterday. We were kind of discussing it a little bit where I asked him, you know, the defensive run saved, for people that don't necessarily understand the metric, how do you line it up? Just the best defender. Think about it that way. And that's the easiest way what you can show defensive runs saved, also games saved by Lorenzo Cain, as he absolutely robs one straight out of the Cardinals bullpen that would have tied this baby up at five.
Game saving catch, guys. It's amazing. And the naysayers are going to say, well, how long can Lorenzo Cain do this? And, you know, they're going to say that it drops off dramatically when you get to around Lorenzo Cain's age. Man, I don't know about that. A big win for the crew, 5-4, and I don't know if that's saying much coming from me, because they're all big wins. And we all know what Craig Counsell's thought was today, too. Get this victory, we'll worry about the rest of the series at a later date. He went right back to the well and went with Josh Hader. Now, does that mean he's going to be available tomorrow? Probably not.
Probably not on Saturday either.
And we talked about this on the big show while the game was going on and having a conversation. Baby Tausch and Gary both in favor of doing what they did, which was bring back Hader for the ninth. And Hader got done pitching the eighth, rolled right through it like always. And they were in between. And I was saying I'd rather go get Matt Albers and be able to have Hader pitch today, tomorrow, and Sunday versus possibly, like Baby Tausch said, not have him for game two or game three in a close game, and then good luck with what you're going to have to put out there, and then only have him on Sunday and hope to still be in the game on Sunday when you have to go bring him into the baseball game. Now, you should be. It's Corbin Burns, but I'm just saying that's the situation you put yourself in. Now, again, if he pitches two innings today and he is available tomorrow and then on Sunday, well, then it all works out, and I'll be happy to be wrong. But if they lose him tomorrow and Saturday because of this game, I don't know, man. I just don't think you necessarily had to do that.
Well, and how difficult is it when you're trying to do the balancing act of you're two men down, two of your top three guys in that bullpen, and you do want to lean on a guy that carried you through the season last year. He was an all-star. He was possibly the best reliever in all of baseball last year. And you don't want to just kind of push it a little bit. You know, early on in the season, you know you're seeing the Cardinals 10 times. You see the Cubs. You see the Dodgers 7 times. And you want to push it in early on the year. This is where Craig Counsell makes the big bucks, Timmy, and is able to hold back and say, no, I have to understand that Josh cannot pitch every day and that he is going to have to relax and not go. And you're seeing it. Whenever you can win a game, you just got to take it. A
lot of time on today's show, and we'll start out the 2019 championship season with this configuration of the Post Game Meets the Big Show with compliments. Can I start there?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, we want to extend the olive branch. things get a little dicey over the years. I'm doing this now for the 14th season. Hey, who'd have thought? You don't stand a chance in hell of making this thing go. You remember that, Stevie?
Yeah, they didn't think we'd make it a half a season.
No. No, and so we cut a deal and said, hey, man, we'll do it bare bones and we'll see what happens. So 14 years. Number one, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Your pedigree stands for itself. You outstanding job over the years. What 15 years at this station?
What's he going to ask for?
Gary Ellerson.
Dude, he is going to ask for something.
I got to say, you have turned into one hell of a broadcaster.
Yep, something's coming.
You have. I'm not kidding you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Tim.
Is he going to ask for a case of beer or something? Where are we
maybe.
Going?
Well, he's
maybe.
Probably drinking a case already. First time I met that
No, because if he was going to ask for a case of beer, he would have started with me and went to the two
free
money.
Free Beaufort.
Yeah. First time I met that joke, I think he had a, a case.
Yeah, a cooler. I had a cooler in the studio.
Yeah.
One hell of a
broadcast. Not advised.
It's amazing to see,
hours, though.
To see the transformation. It's been cool.
Thank you, Tim.
And then, Billy, obviously, you, and I stand firm on this, one of the best, if not the best, the best young up-and-coming broadcaster in this city.
Appreciate it, bud.
And I mean all that. So I appreciate working with you.
Okay. So now what do you want?
No, he wants us to say something nice about Tim.
Is that what this is all about?
Tim, your hair looks great.
No. Go ahead.
Here we go. Tim, your hair looks really, really good. I know you keep the headphones all the way back so it doesn't mess up the front end.
Right.
It's keeping very, very nice, even though the gray is coming in your old
age. Let's go back over this. And a lot to get to on today's show. And really, the question comes down to this. We've been discussing this all off-season. There are some doubts, there's some doubters, there's some concerns. I want to know from you guys for sure, but also our listeners, about the most you are fascinated. What are you most fascinated with? The most interesting part of this team? Because we all know the run was great. We were all digging it last year. We all missed that part of it. But what are you most interested in this year? What are you keeping your eyes on?
I've got multiple things. So I just named one.
You got to lock it into that top one, man, because there are a ton of things. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
All right. So my top thing then would be how much power Braun adds this year with his swing coach. I tweeted out earlier today my crazy predictions for the year for players. And one of mine was Braun hits 30 or more homers and hits 300. That was my first one. So for me, it's Ryan Braun.
Gary?
What
are you most fascinated about? You can't wait to see this.
Probably Yelich, right? Can he do it again and be better? Because if he does, we may not see anything like that in our lifetime.
Couple of walks.
Not Prince Fielder, which was good. Not Ryan Braun at his height, which is good. I mean, he has a chance to be, you know, you start talking about Robin Yount, Paul Molitor, better than any of those guys.
Billy?
Fascinated about that.
I'm really fascinated to see how these three young pitchers are going to mesh with Yasmani Grandal and also Manny Pena, because you're going to find Manny Pena his day or days to be in the lineup. You're going to try to also have to nurture these three young starters who the Brewers said made the team and made the rotation because of what they did in spring training. They didn't make it because they're the young guys and we wanted to get better. We wanted to have our young guys get experience. They said they earn these jobs, and I think when you're pitching in high-leverage spots, all these dudes pitched in the playoffs last year, and all of them performed admirably, but Corbin Burnes hasn't started a major league game.
Not one start yet.
And you're putting them in the toughest division in baseball, and you're putting them with a team that was a game away from the World Series last year who has, as they've all said, unfinished business, and that's exactly where they expect to be.
A lot has been talked about the Fiserv Forum and the crowd noise in there. I'll tell you what, this more so than the last two, three, four opening days at Miller Park, the crowd was outstanding today. I will say that.
And no one got hurt.
Yeah, the starter didn't get hurt. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Before the break here, let's rifle through a game recap here in a Brewers 5-4 victory. Chacin starts things out really nice, striking out the side in the first inning. No score until the second inning. Back-to-back home runs for the Cardinals. Colton Wong and Harrison Bader go yard. 2-2 count on Fowler before the Wong homer. I think maybe you could say it could have been a strikeout right there, but
a three-zip
lead by St. Louis here on opening day. And Yoelis Chacin has to, you know, keep him right there. He ended up doing that. The Brewers get a run back in the bottom half of the second inning. A one-man rally. It was Moose.
Michaelis has retired the first five Brewers. And the stop is a drop. Center field. They are going back. It's good. Moose Stockus goes deep. And the Brewers are on the board.
And the crowd was just outstanding today.
And touchdown Wisconsin in prime form. Matt LaPay ready to rock.
Absolutely. How about Yolis Chacin getting involved with the offense? He had a base hit in the bottom of the third inning. And Lorenzo Cain follows that up with a base hit. And it set the stage, as Gary just alluded to. Can Yelich do it again? He did it in the third.
Here's Yelich, sending it deep to center field.
Four-3 lead for the Crew after the three-run home run from Christian Yelich. Neither team scores in the fourth inning. Chacin, a nice shutdown inning after the Brewers took that lead, puts up another zero in the top of the fifth inning, and a nice play by Zeus at first to end that frame, guys. 4-3 to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Crew adds to their lead. Chacin already 1-for-1 to this point. He needs an insurance run, and he gets it himself.
Get to see a home run from the booth. Okay.
How about that? 2-for-2, a home run. Wow.
Sixth inning, the Crew.
Raleigh loving that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Raleigh loved that.
That's awesome.
5 1/3, top of the sixth inning, Chacin is yanked out for Junior Guerra. And the line on Chacin, not bad today. He got in trouble there in the second inning, but he ends up going 5 1/3, allows 3 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned, a couple of walks and 7 strikeouts for Yolis Chacin. And it stays right there, 5-3. Junior Guerra summoned from the bullpen. He gives up a run. Colton Wong with a second home run. I told you, watch out for that guy, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what you said, right? Yeah. As we're sitting out there, I'm like, man, that Cardinals lineup is pretty good. And he goes, yeah, but you know, the bottom half with Wong and Bader, that doesn't scare me. I don't think that's all that good at all.
That's just what I said. That's just great. What I said today. 5-4 at that point, and what do you do there? What do you do there? You go to Josh Hader. You go to the hammer in the eighth inning. And Hader strikes out the side in the eighth inning. Goldschmidt, DeJong, Ozuna, good morning, good evening, and good night. He ends up getting another strikeout in the ninth inning, but it was a game-saving catch by Lorenzo Cain that locked in a 5-4 Brewers victory. Want to get your thoughts on the game? What are you most fascinated about with this Brewers 2019 championship season? We'll get to a lot more coming up. Craig Counsell, a ton to get to. 5-4, Brewers fire up the season with a victory. And before the break here on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals, we are hashtag MilHockey as we meet the Wendy's Big Show. Robert's Specialty Meats.
That's right, Robert's Specialty Meats. And if you were smart, Tim Allen, if you were smart and you were heading out to the tailgate today, you would have stopped at Robert's Specialty Meats. On your way out.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
To the game to go tailgate and had all of the great stuff that they offer out there. For instance, let's talk about ribs on a stick. Today would have been a perfect day to have some ribs on a stick out there at the ballpark on the grill, really enjoying life to its fullest. Well, the day of all we've all been waiting for is finally here. Baseball is back. And when you're out at Miller Park today and all weekend long, just remember these three words, Robert's Specialty Meats. Paul Roberts and his crew are ready with all your favorite tailgate party favorites like ribs on a stick, boneless pork ribs marinated in a tangy barbecue sauce, or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers in barbecue, garlic parmesan, or Door County cherry varieties, all easy to heat up in minutes. You also find original burgers, including a cheddar and bacon, mozzarella, or mushroom and Swiss, plus over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats, including the Al Capone Italian sausage. That's my favorite. Just bursting with zesty flavor. Call Roberts today, 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT, to reserve your order. And when you visit, make sure you sample some of their Made Fresh Daily Cherrywood Smoked Beef Sticks, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons for the best in meats. Shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Threat off the bench for Cardinals, and there's a fly ball back in a deep right center field. Lorenzo Cain, got it at the wall! Lorenzo Cain to end the game! Not today, says Lowe, not today!
Unbelievable.
It didn't take long, did it? Didn't take long. Game one, he saved the game. That would have been a homer.
Love the call on Fox Sports Wisconsin right there, Matt LePay. Not today, St. Louis Cardinals, as the Brewers win opening day of the 2019 championship season. Welcome back. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented to you on the fan by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey. Postgame meets the big show today as Gary and Sparky and Baby Taus, myself, Tim, and Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe Bomb. Yeah, it was a little nail-biter type situation. You realize the Brewers were down 3-0 in this game.
I do, and I also realized that it was an over-under of 8.5, and that the Brewers could have locked this thing down outside of Junior Guerra giving up a home run there in the seventh inning. But, Tim, it was what I think we all were kind of hoping to see, right? I was hoping, at least, to see the Brewers with somebody needing to go and lock down a game in the eighth, ninth inning and see what they were going to do, and they went to the hammer. They went to the Hader. I was really excited to see it.
Everybody was wondering what they were going to do with a one- or two-run lead toward the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. There's no question. Who got lit up in this ball game? Brought to you by Heiser Automotive. Today's your day, online at Heiser.com. How about Miles Michaelis for the St. Louis Cardinals? 5 runs. Given up through 5 innings on 5 hits. We'll take that every time out. Michaelis, want to get your reaction on the ball game? How was it at Miller Park? It seemed electric to me. I mean, it was so loud. Billy, I don't know if it's just me being, broadcast nerdy about it.
But could be part of it.
Okay, that it's probably part of it.
Could be also you being a little old and a little hard of hearing. But
okay, the highlights on Fox Sports Wisconsin, the crowd was so loud it was kind of burying the call itself. Did you guys notice that?
Yep, it happens on the radio all the time too.
That's a great thing. That's a great sign.
But you weren't happy when number 22 made his first at bat.
Okay. See, you always got to do that.
This guy's all fired up talking about how loud it was. We're all jacked that it's loud.
It's only 3 letters. One's an M, one's a V, and one's a P. Can we coordinate? Come on. MVP. I don't know.
But here's the issue. I said you throw 7 beers in Tim Allen, he's going to be saying VMP.
7?
Yeah, because he's thinking that he's going to go over to the Village of Manor Park.
But the coordination part that you're talking about can be done on the Jumbotron with just the letters. Just
with the letters,
up.
Yes. Boom,
you don't
boom,
even have
boom.
To have them do it by themselves. You can do it yourself on the Jumbotron and hope that the drunks that are there can figure it out. I mean, look, it's opening day.
That's still really giving a lot of credit to people that might not need it.
I know, but it's opening day, so let's be honest about what we have. Now, tomorrow would be more realistic to expect that
to
happen.
There. Very true. Game 2, always a tradition. Game 2, get out there. All right, let's get to Kenny, get your reaction. What are you most fascinated or interested in this 2019 season? There's a myriad of choices here. Kenny, what's going on? You're first up in the 2019 championship season.
What an honor. This is an absolute honor. Tim, congratulations on the show running this long. This is outstanding. And not to mention, to start the season off with a win like this, incredible. How about Lowe Cain out there? 2 great plays today, a game saver. If this is anything to tell us about what the 2019 season is going to be, this is going to be a crazier ride than last year.
Yeah. Well, let's hope so.
This is outstanding. I cannot believe it. What a great day. I'm enjoying my day. Had a long day, but I got to watch the last 4 innings. So the BC this year is going to be between bourbon and beer. And I cracked her open with a good one.
Okay. So what's the count at?
A little Four Roses single barrel. Had to have 250 milliliters to get this baby going because I really got her going good today. And the BC's only at 7, but what a great win. Thank you for taking my call first. Go Brewers. I cannot wait to see how this season pans out. We are going to see more from the bullpen tomorrow. We have to.
Yeah, yeah, so. We do. Kenny, thank you. And if you don't get help from the Big Show, get help somewhere, okay?
Yeah. Right. I like that.
799-1250.
Get help somewhere.
Do you got to, I mean.
Get help somewhere. If you're getting it from the Big Show, get it somewhere. Doggone it.
To Champaign, love Illinois, that. To Gary. Gary, you're on the fan.
Boys, you know, Tim, normally I harp on you early in the season about, oh, the championships. You know what? I'm all in. You've got me on this one. And the beautiful thing about it was this morning, or this afternoon, listening to the call and everything, listening to us take down. This was, I don't want to say that this was a very important game. All games are important. But in years past, the Cardinals would have just pecked their way back and gotten back into the game and gotten a lead, and we would have been just out of it. And it was great sitting there bottle feeding my 5-day-old brand-new daughter as we rolled out the barrel together, watching the Brew Crew take down those dirty, rotten cars.
You mean the bottle. The bottle. You rolled out the bottle together.
Rolled out the bottle. The baby the bottle.
Yeah, the bottle.
Very yes. good, Sparky. I give you credit on that. Yeah.
5-day yeah, old, bottle. Did you say?
She's 5 days old. She was born about a month premature. She actually gets to go home tomorrow.
Well, you'll be able to sleep again when she's 5 or 6. So, yep. Luck.
No, I've got a 16-year-old, too, so I won't be sleeping anytime.
So, that's a good point.
So, Gary, what is then the most fascinating or the most interesting part of this season heading into it for you?
Well, I think for me, and I said this actually on the Big Show earlier today, is we've always known for years that the NL Central is just the toughest division in all of baseball because all the teams, there's so much parity. I think you're going to see coming down to the last week, the Cubs, the Cardinals, and the Brewers within 2 to 3 games, and I honestly don't think we're going to see a team with a losing record in the NL Central this year. Everyone, 81 wins or higher, and a lot of people are concerned that they're going to beat up on each other. I look at it, it's iron sharpening iron. I look to the Brewers to win the division with less than 90 wins, but that's just because it's going to be 500 ball within the division, and it's whoever does best outside of the division is going to be the one to take it all and good. Go to the postseason.
All right, hey, good
congratulations.
Luck.
Congratulations. Yeah, congrats.
Yeah, with the baby. Thank you, Gary. Gary thinks the most interesting is the race in the NL Central. I don't know, man. That NL East can be pretty good with the Braves, Phillies, and Nats over there. So
no doubt.
You got to be careful there. Brewers were down 3-1 in the third inning, and they needed a spark. A couple of runners aboard. Spark of the game brought to you by Current Electric. How about Christian Yelich?
Here's Yelich swinging real deep to center field.
And that is Gary Ellerson's sort of most interesting part of the season. Yes, it is, can Christian Yelich do what he did last year? He is in the prime of his career, Gary. I think it is interesting. Either way you go, if healthy, why wouldn't he then put up as, I don't know about as good, but in the neighborhood of that good?
Yeah, and see, we don't know. I mean, he had an outstanding year last year. No real big drop off the second half. He was absolutely awesome, Tim. And then, we were at spring training. He was still raking there. I mean, it was just – so maybe this guy is the real deal, but this year he's got to back it up, and I'm interested to see if – and then if he does that, Tim, really, I do mean this, he'd be the best Brewer that we've ever seen in our lifetime. Now, I'm going back away, so I can go back to – because we've all seen Paul Molitor and Robin Yount. We're talking about better than that. We're talking about better than Prince. I mean, we're talking better than Robin. I mean, we're talking better than Ryan Braun. I mean, that's what we're looking at. Now, how long is he on the contract for? Did we
3 years.
3 more years?
With an option for the fourth.
For the fourth,
so
right.
Another four years. We get 4 more years of this.
Right in his prime.
Right in the heart of his prime.
Yep. You got to pay him more money.
Yep. Cactus League, you referred to spring training out there. He ends up hitting .442 in Cactus League action. Had 5 doubles, 4 homers, and 10 knocked in. So he didn't miss a beat, man. That is That's Christian Yelich, and he hits the three-run homer. Spark of the game brought to you by Current Electric, 799-1250.
Current Electric did a great job in my basement, putting all our electrical outlets in, so thanks to them. Chassin just said something. I got the quote up on Twitter. Now, if I would have said what he just said after the game, I would have got drilled. Okay. And you'd have full phone lines, people ripping me until 6 o'clock.
Because you
then,
said it.
Because I said it. Yes. Then they'd go on Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning and rip me some more. Then they'd call Bill and do it again. And then they'd rip me tomorrow on the big show. Now, this dude here says it, and it's going to be, oh, man, that's my guy.
We got to find out what he said next.
Give me a break.
Yeah, stick around for that. Bayview Shade and Blind post-game show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals meets the Wendy's Big Show. 5-4 Brewers win. The 2019 championship season is underway, and we'll find out soon what Yolish Chassin said. And in the meantime, words from Wendy's.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, pretty cool thing coming up with Wendy's. We know Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. You tweet me your picture at Sparky Radio every time you get that free burger or free chili over at Wendy's with the purchase of a medium drink. But check this out. You have a chance to win free tickets to go see the Bucks on April 10th, courtesy of Wendy's. I will tell you, they're pretty much sold out the rest of the year, regular season. So getting tickets is going to be a very difficult
thing. And you're going to spend on the secondary market.
Yes, you are. Correct. So you can join Bango and watch the Bucks game at Wendy's on 124th and Burleigh in Tosa coming up this Sunday. Tip off at 1:30 and have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Bucks on April 10th. So you can actually watch the Bucks game at Wendy's on 124th and Burleigh in Tosa with Bango. Tip off at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon. And while you're there, have a chance to win tickets to see the Bucks play on April 10th. So get your butts over to Wendy's on 124th and Burleigh for the game on Sunday.
Michael Isner's retired the first five Brewers. And the stack is a drive.
Get to see a home run from the booth. Okay.
Is it me, or is it just that the crowd was so fired up today that it pales in comparison to last year's opening day or years ago?
You stop.
I'm telling you.
Would you quit living in the past and live in the present for once?
I am.
You know, well, it also was 60 degrees earlier today. I mean, it felt like it was opening day.
Dude, it was awesome
out.
It was beautiful out today.
Man, oh, man.
I don't even know if I would have made it.
Tomorrow night, we're supposed to have snow maybe at night. So, yeah, I mean, take advantage of today.
24, the overnight low coming up.
Yeah.
In just a couple of days. Welcome back, everybody. The Brewers get a 5-4 victory. Those highlights from Fox Sports Wisconsin. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented to you on the fan by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey as we meet the Wendy's Big Show, 414-799-1250. What, I guess the question on the table, what fascinates you most in this 2019 championship season? What is that one thing that you're really kind of focused in on, and you're going to analyze that more than anything else? What did Yolish Chassin say after the ball game?
Let me just take you back a little bit. And you know this, Tim. You've been here forever. Gary's well aware of it because he and I were together. Mm-mm. You remember back, when the Packers went, won a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers? What did I call it?
Oh, no.
What did I call it?
Magic Carpet Ride.
Yep. And how many people to this day call up and rip me for saying it was Magic Carpet? There's nothing magic about it. It was that. That's all I hear, right? Okay. Chassin.
So here we
Chassin.
Go.
Quote, this game proved to us that we still have that magic.
There we go.
So now what?
It's magic.
What do you mean, now what?
So now what? So he's saying there's a little something going on with this team.
Is.
I say it. Oh, you're an idiot.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Magic carpet ride. No, no magic about it, Sparky. Quit, you know, making it out to be littler than it is or whatever. Dude, there is something to it.
And last
year was special, and you felt it in April that it was going to be special. They just had that something going.
But here's the thing. Here's what makes it different. It's when they start to believe it. When the players in the locker room starting to believe that it's true, because it keeps happening over and over again, they think they can overcome it. They start believing. And I think that's kind of where they are. That's what I said about this team earlier, is that can Craig Counsell recapture the magic again? I mean, can he redo all? Because a lot of stuff he did, he was just hitting home. He was hitting home runs on lineup, when to pull a joker out, when to keep a guy in, what to do. I mean, he was just knocking it out of the park. I mean, David Stearns, how often did he knock it out of the park with guys he was picking up?
Almost every time.
What is he doing?
Almost every time.
Almost
for Stearns.
Every single time David Stearns was knocking it out of the park.
Yep. Made one mistake, and that's Jonathan Scope, I think. That's his biggest mistake. Hey, man, and he owned it. You would know more than us, Gary, that that chemistry in there, this game here, I wanted something funky to happen in this game, and it did. And it was Yolish Chacin hitting the solo shot and going 2-for-2 in this game and getting the victory. You wanted to see that dugout with the smiles, with their little dances. You wanted to see that early this year. They brought this band back together. This team is built to win today. It is. It's built to win now. You haven't seen any of the young guys come in except in that rotation. You saw some of those guys last year.
And that's why we've been questioning, Tim, all along. We've been questioning all along the rotation. Why don't you go get Kimbrel? Why don't you go get this guy? He's sitting there. No Jeffries. I mean, you got guys that are out. I mean, what is David Stearns doing? Then Steve gets all freaked out. Why are you bringing
Junior Guerra?
This is going to end. It's not going to be good. And sure enough, Junior Guerra gives it up. Yep. Right? Then what happens after that? Then Kane go gets one off the doggone wall.
Save it for Hader.
Right. Yep.
It's magic.
Unreal.
It's magic. It is. 7.
I mean, the very
nine,
first 12, game 15. Of the year, it turns out like they really finished.
Something. There's something. And you tell someone in Miller Park, you tell me if this was louder than normal. They bounce back from a Game 7 loss to the NLCS last year. Way to go. They get right off the mat. Magic. Hey, Harvey, our buddy in Osseo. What's going on, Harvey?
Hey, I can tell you the atmosphere at Brilliant Bucks was electric today.
You were there.
We were at Brilliant Bucks in Osseo.
Yeah, he was at the bar. Come on now.
Is that Osseo Fairchild or what is that?
That's the one.
Osseo
Fairchild.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Now you deliver the mail, right?
It was a hot route today.
Okay. See, this guy last year was so into Brewers baseball. He said he'd just drive down the road and throw the mail out the window.
Oh my God!
Had to get back for the game.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, she was a hot route today. We made it back. Now, what do you think about this? Is this team gonna break the home run record for a team this year?
Yeah, they could. All five runs today scored on homer.
What's the home run record as a team?
I want to say.
Can somebody pull that up? And
50-ish?
What team did that? Was that Prince and them?
Oh, you mean the Brewer home run total?
Yeah.
Oh, they'll get that, no problem. I'm talking about the all-time overall.
Oh, for Major League.
I don't think it's 300. If anyone's got a shot at that, it might be the Yankees this year. Although Brewer's infield is going to hit maybe close to 140.
267 from last year's New York Yankees.
267. I think we can get it.
That could be.
Is that the Major League Baseball record? 267?
For a single season.
What about Brewers record? Thanks for your phone call, boss. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Harvey. Yeah. Don't be a stranger. Call anytime. 414-799-1250.
267 for the Yankees.
Big Rig at Miller Park. What's going on, Adam?
Hey, gentlemen. I was at the ballpark, like you just said, so I figured good time to call in and talk about that atmosphere. But, Tim, it was unbelievable. The main thing I wanted to point out from sitting in the crowd today was the fact that normally, you know, you give up that big home run, back-to-back home runs early in the game, and the wind gets completely sucked out of the building, and everybody starts to mill around and get into their own thing. And even on opening day, especially when there's a lot of more casual fans that only come to opening day, that kind of a thing, so there's a lot of a lot of distractions that pop up. But in this one, it was very much a everybody's still kind of focused, at least where I was sitting. Everybody's still kind of focused in. The anticipation for that Yelich moment, that home run, you come up, you get a couple guys on, is right when you need it. And just to have that payoff, I haven't heard it that loud since, I mean, obviously the playoffs are a little bit of their own beast, but regular season stuff.
No, but compare it to more recent opening days.
I would say it surpassed most of the opening days. I mean, yeah.
See,
2012.
And I'm the crazy Looney Tune, Stevie. Uh-huh. I'm just telling you, it was electric today.
Let me say this. You know what today does? We'll see how it shakes out. What's tomorrow?
It's big, big test.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's usually the guys that don't want to deal with the drunks that use the opening day.
But because it was so dramatic, are people online right now wanting to be a part of this tomorrow?
Great point.
I could be wrong on this.
Appreciate it, Big Rig.
But every year we do this and we say, boy, weekday attendance, man, what is going on?
Yeah.
And it's, well, the kids aren't school. And right. That won't be the case this year. Watch.
That's what I'm saying. Let's see what tomorrow brings.
They're going to have big crowds in April and May for the first time ever.
Let's see what tomorrow brings.
Watch. Weekday games. People are so jacked up about this team right now, thinking that they got a chance to go to win the World Series. The team themselves are talking about going to the World Series. Everybody's jacked up. Last year was, okay, let's see if the previous year was a fluke. Let's just see. We're really stoked about Yelich and Kane and all that, but I still don't really know. And now after last year, 2 years back-to-back, a game away, everybody's a believer in this team now. So I think you're going to see it. And group sales are through the roof.
20% hike in season tickets this year.
Right, exactly.
I mean, they're up 20%. That's a huge jump. Guys, it was loud, it was electric, and it was a Brewers 5-4 victory. Most fascinating thing that you're focused on here in the 2019 championship season, I will say, well, I'll get you after the break.
I'll tell you one thing I was fascinated in with somebody else on another team in Major League Baseball. My thought was going into this year was, how long before Bryce Harper gets booed in Philadelphia? Well, the answer is game one. Bryce Harper struck out twice and was serenaded with boos in his first game.
But he had his Philly fanatic cleats on, though.
In his first game, he got booed.
Philadelphia.
After two strikeouts. And you want to sign a 10-year deal there?
Oh, even better, 13.
A 13-year deal, right. How stupid.
I used to think that's just beyond stupid.
Like, you are going to hate your life. Yes. After he got booed today, I guarantee you, like, what the heck did I just do?
Years ago, I thought your radio style fit and suited Philadelphia.
Sure.
You'd have fit right in there years ago.
No doubt. Yep.
799-1250 as the Brewers get the 5-4 victory. And it'll give you a little, clue as to what's fascinating me the most is there's a rotation that needs to get, they're going to have to pitch more innings than last year. And can we expect that out of these younger guys? We'll get more into that after the break. But were you at Miller Park today for the 5-4 victory? Was it louder than past opening days? 799-1250. It's the Post Game Meets the Big Show today, and these messages from Sight and Sound Solutions.
Sight and Sound Solutions, our good old buddy Al over at Sight and Sound Solutions. As we've told you in the past and you're well aware of, he always has a great deal for you. Right now, you can get AT&T Internet, plus you can get DirecTV. And what does that get you? Well, the choice package with DirecTV that comes with Fox Sports Wisconsin to watch games like today on your TV and never miss a game-saving moment or game-changing moment with your favorite baseball or basketball team, for that matter. By the way, basketball team plays tonight. NFL Sunday tickets you get at no additional charge and $200 in Visa cards. But wait for it. They can do even more for you now. Sight and Sound Solutions now can offer you a universe bundle. The new AT&T Fiber Internet, AT&T Wireless Phones. If you want it, they got it. Basically, the entire lineup of AT&T services. As an existing customer, if you feel your package deal could be better, they can help you with that too. Would you rather call a 262 number and talk to the local guy like Al that has been doing this entertainment stuff for over 15 years? Sight and Sound Solutions is a preferred retailer for AT&T. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today, 262-754-1500, 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday ticket on Mega News each season. Prevailing rate. Unless canceled prior to start of the season. Select international games excluded. Remote access to one game at a time. Day charge may apply. Call for details.
Welcome back. A Brewers 5-4 victory to open up the 2019 championship season. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented to you on The Fan by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey as we meet the Wendy's Big Show, Gary Sparky, Baby Tausch, Tim Allen, and a 5-4 victory. It was Yoli Chacin, 5 1/3 of 3-hit, 3-run ball, walked a couple of guys, 7 strikeouts in the performance for Chacin, an inning and 2/3 of 1-run ball for Junior Guerra, and then it was Josh Hader, 6 up, 6 down, but it was a little dicey, as Bob Uecker would say, with the final out there, Lorenzo Cain making a game-saving, really, catch to rob the Cardinals of a home run and a tie ball game at that time.
But he didn't win a Gold Glove.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, that's something.
Come on.
He said it stings. It stings a little bit that I haven't gotten recognized for it.
A little bit?
Made another diving catch earlier in the game in the third inning as well. So, I mean, he's well on his way now, but he's quite the leader. It's amazing. 799-1250. Justin, Yelich is hot today. A couple of walks and a 3-run home run. That's who's hot right now. But so are you. You got to be fired up, man. Your first opening day, I hear.
My first one, man. That was insane. The atmosphere, man. I don't even really have any words to just describe it. It was complete euphoria in there after that catch, though. Like, I paused for a second because I was like, why would you take out Wong if Wong hit 2 home runs against us and he's a definite Brewer killer, right? And then Martinez sends that drive, and I just held my breath, and you know, someone had to bump me next to me and say, hey, he caught it, because I was in shock. That was a shock. But this team is amazing, man. The city is amazing. The atmosphere is just amazing. I just don't know. I think this team can go pretty far. What I'm going to be really concerned about and paying close attention to is definitely Arcia down at the bottom of the lineup to see if he can carry his weight in the 8th spot, because I think that makes us pretty hard to beat with him doing that. And then what these other relievers can do, because we're in a unique situation, man, where I think we can outscore teams. And if we can just get that bullpen healthy, we'll be able to outpitch them as well again, man. But, you know, getting ready to go check out that Pfizer form for the first time now, man. So hopefully we go 2-0.
You're going there tonight?
That's a doubleheader.
Yeah, nice.
Yes, nice. That'll be fun.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I know this is Brewers posted. Thanks for your phone call. But as a Wisconsinite, it couldn't be any better for you.
Perfect.
I mean, if you look at, and just, I mean, of course the Packers had a down year, but you still have a superstar in Aaron Rodgers. You have a superstar in Giannis for the Milwaukee Bucks. And it feels like you have 2-3 superstars for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Well, for sure, one in Yelich.
Well, yeah, but then, you know, Lorenzo Cain does what he does. I mean, yep. I would put him in superstar status. I mean, one's a little bit higher than the other, but still.
He was seventh in MVP voting, right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Yep. And, I mean, although you would love for your Wisconsin basketball team to do better, but they made it to the tournament. Marquette made it to the tournament. You're right. It's just amazing what is happening right now as a Wisconsin sports fan, that you're just blessed with all this great stuff that is going on in your state.
And throw in that you've got NCAA action going on tonight, too. So, I mean,
You got that going on, but I got no dog. I mean, I got no.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
I got no pony. I got no pony and a horse. I got no horse and a pony.
Horse
I got no
in the race.
Whatever it is. Hey, I got none of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But this stuff here is just magic. I mean, this is just. This is just special. Folks have no idea. I mean, how long we've been waiting for something like this to happen?
To the point where it's as high end as it is.
Yes.
Not just sort of in past Brewers years, it would be, well, let's play relevant baseball in August and September and make these games worth it.
Right.
With the Bucks, it'd be like, okay, let's try and get you want to get the 7 seed or the 8, so you want to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
No, it's much, much higher than that. You had the best record in the National League for the Brewers in 2018. Here in the 2018-2019 NBA season, you have the best record in the East for the Milwaukee Bucks. You're right.
I hadn't even thought about, and it's just bad on my part, I hadn't even thought about, you can catch a Brewer game today and get a Bucks game tonight.
Yep.
That's crazy.
And they're within a mile and a half.
Right?
Miles
are you
of each
kidding
other.
Me? Mm-hmm. Straight craziness.
Wonder how many Brewers will be at the game tonight.
I would think a few.
Brewer fans?
No, Brewers.
Oh, the players?
Yeah, because they're home tomorrow.
I'm sure they will be.
Yeah, like Yelich and Braun and those guys.
They, well, it depends on if they want to go out and they're how tired. What, you
well,
know.
They should stop at Sport Club and grab a Beauforting first.
Are the Clippers a big draw? I don't know.
No.
No.
They're red hot. They're in the playoffs. But yeah. Doc Rivers is their coach. Yeah, so, Doc's got friends home. Still mm-hmm. in Milwaukee.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
What about that Beauforting, Billy?
Oh, Beauforting is a premium beer due to its superior ingredients. Only 100% natural barley, hops, and fresh spring water used in production. Plus, over 250 years, guys, of family-owned brewing experience. That's right. It's family-owned since 1764. Yes, that's 13 years before the United States of America was a thing. They've been brewing this in the country of Luxembourg and finally reached the pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness. Everything in their lineup, the crisp pilsner, the smooth triple ale, the delicious fruit ale, they're all designed to give you the full flavor that just doesn't fill you up. And a little secret about Beauforting beer, guys, unlike the other imports you're going to drink that need a lime or they need an orange in there just to make it feel good, it's not brewed in mass quantities, so you don't need anything else with it. It's a Beauforting beer. They brew it in small batches with a personal family touch, and I was told by my man Rob earlier today that it's free beer. They're giving away free beer tomorrow, Friday, at Total Wine and More in Greenfield from 4 to 7. Stop by and sample all of the rich beers in the Beauforting lineup at Total Wine and More is where you can pick it up and get that free beer tomorrow. Also, discount liquor in Woodman's. And if you're out on the town, Sport Club, Cafe Hollander, Nomad, go grab yourself a Beauforting on tap. Snap a picture of that. Hashtag Beauforting Bill at Bill Schmidt Radio. And Beauforting Bill just might come out and drink what Beauforting on you. It's Beauforting, Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import.
Hey, we have to correct something that was botched up maybe a little bit earlier this afternoon or this morning, right? Don't we? We have to get that next. So stick around for
the
that.
Correction?
Yeah, it's a correction we got to make.
Botched up. Okay.
So stick around for that. Can we get Aaron in or no? Do we have to break?
No, Aaron just dropped off. He's been too long.
Hold on forever.
No, not for Aaron.
He actually sent me a message and said, I was going to be on the air, but Tim didn't want to have me on the show.
No, yeah.
No,
so I'm not going to call him.
Hey, I'm just told. I do what I'm told. That dude back there tells me what to do.
That dude.
He does. Most interesting thing for me this year early on is going to be the handling of the starters, not the relievers. I trust Craig Counsell. I trust what he did with that bullpen last year. Do I agree with all of his choices? Not all of them. But you wouldn't agree with mine, obviously, and you wouldn't agree with some other managers as well. It's the starters, especially those younger dudes. If they are rolling to a magical season, will he let them roll? We'll talk more after the break here. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented on The Fan by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Brewers win today 5-4.
Sometimes you need to make a correction to change direction. Here's the correction of the game, sponsored by Milwaukee County Department of Corrections on The Fan Milwaukee Baseball postgame show.
Yeah, 5-4 in the 2019 campaign is underway. The championship season gets off to a start that has the Brewers winning. Yolish Chacin, 5 1/3, a three-run ball. Yelich, a couple of walks and a three-run home run. Moustakas, a solo shot. And Chacin himself, 2 for 2 at the plate, including a solo home run. 799-1250, talking about what you're most interested in. What are you looking at this season? I said before the break, it's the three young starters, Peralta, Woodruff, and Burns. If they're rolling, will this manager, Craig Counsell, let them go? If it feels like they're going to have a little bit of a magic carpet ride themselves, will he yank them early on, especially with the situation of the bullpen? The bullpen guys, it's not only missing Corey Knebel and Jeremy Jeffress. It's also missing Brandon Woodruff. And
Corbin Burns.
And Corbin Burns and Joaquin Soria and Xavier Cedeno, Dan Jennings. It's missing all these guys.
Jennings is available again. He just got cut.
He is. Yeah, he is. And his numbers aren't that bad. They weren't that bad last year collectively. Did he hit a slump? Yeah. But it's missing more than just – everyone just gravitates toward JJ and Knebel, but it's missing a lot of pieces out there. Maybe more so now, Craig Counsell lets his starting pitchers just grab a couple of more outs. And Billy, what was it, the magic 17 outs?
Yeah, that's what it was. They get 5 2/3. And yep. When you talked to Counts in Arizona, you asked him, do you monitor this or play this to your talent level and to your personnel? And now the personnel would say, that the strength is in that starting rotation.
It might be. So we'll take your reaction. Was it loud as it sounded through radio and TV in Miller Park when you were in that building? 799-1250. Milwaukee County Department of Corrections sponsors our correction of the game. And I'll let you set this up, Stevie. I think you heard it earlier today, opening day on the Bill Michaels show.
Yeah, we actually have the audio. We can actually play what Bill Michaels actually said. Okay. He was at Hellfair Field in like the little atrium where you walk into Hellfair Field, broadcasting his statewide show from 10 to 2 like he does every other weekday. And there were a bunch of people that were coming up and saying hi, doing them and introducing themselves and so forth. And one of them happened to be the parents of one of us in the studio.
I just saw Baby Talsh's parents. They were here a little while ago. They came in to say hi, and they actually have tickets to the game. I know Baby Talsh is listening. I thought his mom and dad would have been just out here just getting hammered and no tickets to the game, just out there taking the free brats from the Johnsonville Grill, walking around a cooler, just loaded, just hammered hanging out. No, they're going to the game. They're, I don't know what happened to Baby Talsh along the way, but he's got some nice parents, man. There's some good people over there.
There's the correction.
Right, yeah, no. My parents are much better human beings than I am.
Yeah,
that's the correction.
And it's your mom's birthday.
Right, so in that sense, too, I would have thought my mom would have been, you know, laying one on a little bit, too, but a little more responsible.
Yeah, I won't text her this year. I texted her last year. I don't think she liked that.
Do you?
No, she loved it.
Did she?
Are you kidding me?
No, you're the franchise.
No, I said happy birthday.
You got there for parents.
No, well,
she did. Lodge Kohler, man.
I just... So every once in a while, we go up north, and we really love this place. They sell wine and cheese, and then Gary, right up the road, I think it's on 21. There's this really good meat shop that just makes some of the best sausage.
There's
ever.
No way your dad talks like this.
Oh yeah, he does.
He's a good dude.
But you're good tonight because they're going to be gone this weekend, so you're good.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, you're good.
We'll
see.
Yeah, we'll see.
They're going to blow it out this weekend.
Those types of thoughts, I just want to steer clear of with your parents. You know what I mean? You don't want to think about your parents going on a getaway like that.
What are you trying to say? What are you insinuating?
Yeah, just you don't want to envision.
Thanks,
those
guys.
Things.
Appreciate it. That's never really in my head. Yeah, never.
Aaron, you're on the fan. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, buddy.
This is a magic carpet ride.
Uh-oh, Stevie!
There we go.
Be careful.
This is a magic carpet ride city for Milwaukee. The Bucks will follow first with the championship, then the 2019 championship Brewers will win the World Series.
Man, I hope so. God. Could you imagine?
Appreciate it, Aaron.
Both of them win
it?
See you, buddy.
Could you imagine both of them?
Bucks win the NBA title and the Brewers win the World Series in the same year.
Place would go crazy.
Oh, man.
Wisconsin Avenue would still be getting cleaned up from the first one.
And this would be true Milwaukee. I mean, Green Bay is too, just think, it's 2 hours away.
Right. This would be in your town partying.
This is true Milwaukee down your street.
Because when the Packers won the Super Bowl, they didn't do a parade in Milwaukee, right? It was just Green Bay.
Green Bay, you had to drive up there.
Why didn't they do two parades?
They should have. This would be, though... In your what street would it be on?
Right down Wisconsin Avenue.
Wisconsin Avenue. You thinking?
It's gonna be one of the biggest parades of all time. Gonna be huge. We're gonna go right down Wisconsin Avenue and then right out to Delafield. Great people out there in Delafield. I love the people out there in Delafield. Make sure that we get there. But it's gonna be a huge parade, biggest of all time.
Let's go
to Scott.
Donald Trump.
Let's go to Scott.
I thought he was trying
to
be Leroy Butler. I was like, that's not close.
Scott, what's happening?
Hey, it was a nice lake here. Great game today.
Yes, it was.
We were just wondering, Josh Hader pitching two innings today. Maybe what are the chances of getting Cade Krumbill? Because he's not going to be able to go two inning closes all the season.
No.
What's your thoughts on that?
No, I think that was today's game with Hader, guys. I don't think this. You should read too much into this as he's as defined closer. I don't think so.
I think it's just a great opportunity to go get a win.
Go grab the win. The matchups looks good. Look good at that time. Look at who he faced in the eighth inning. Who was that? Goldschmidt, DeYoung, and Ozuna. Who do you want on this team facing those dudes? So he rifles through them, strikes them all out in the eighth inning, and then Council probably got to talking to Murph and saying, you know what? Let's just
we can get this.
Let's just put the hammer down. Deal with tomorrow, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't read too much into it if they're, you know, let's say Sunday the matchup was a little bit different. Brewers a 5-4 lead heading into the ninth. Wouldn't shock me to see Matt Albers out there.
That's what I thought would have been out there today in the ninth.
I think you'll also possibly see Taylor Williams in that role every once in a while.
799-1250, I agree. And it's going to be a round robin a little bit by mix and match. It is.
Even your boy Jacob Andrew Barnes going to get a chance?
Yeah, oh, absolutely he will. He will, no question. Babe Shade and Blind postgame show today presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. We'll go to Mike now. Mike, you're on the fan. 5-4, Brewers win.
Oh, man, is it good to be back talking with you, Tim. It's been a long winter. I'm still alive, and we don't need to talk about that anymore. I'm going to be watching his new coaching staff. A couple of the pitchers or hitters, I think Yelich is back with a guy who was a coach for him, and I'm interested to see how they do. And Council's got another year under his belt, and I just was pouring a little concrete with a friend of mine, and he said he didn't like the way Council made adjustments in some of the last games. And I said, no, he was terrific. He did what he could. So I'm looking forward to the season, and what a way to start the season.
All right, Mike, good to hear that you're back on your feet and pouring concrete and doing all that. You know the story with Mike, right, guys?
Well, yeah, I was listening mm-hmm. that night, and he called in.
Yeah, I talked to him. Yeah, we talked to him.
I'll hop off. Have a good day, guys.
Take it easy, buddy.
It's amazing. I thought I was crazy. You know,
but you are
with Brewers baseball.
Yeah, no, you are.
But I mean, he's right up there with mm-hmm. me. Yeah, he brings up a good point. When we talk about what are you focused on in 2019, you know, what are you most interested in? He mentions the new coaching staff, and that's a great point, guys. Derek Johnson, the pitching coach guru. I mean, we all praised him, Stevie. I know you are a huge fan of Derek Johnson.
Not a fan of him being somewhere else. No.
Not at all. I mean, there's still a backstory there, and I don't know if we'll ever hear the true facts of how it went down, why he's not here.
He was given a ton of money and more years than probably any other major league team would feel comfortable giving a pitching
That's
coach.
One of the scenarios.
That's what I heard.
Okay, there may be more to that story, but Andy Haynes, he referred to the hitting coach that was with Yelich as his manager back in, what, double-A ball mm-hmm. in the minor league system of the Marlins. So
and came from the Cubs.
And came from the Cubs. Yeah, no question. All right, we'll take a break here, and we will come back. We still have to hear from Craig Counsell yet, but a little bit of a nail-biter at the end there. Lorenzo Cain, a huge catch. It's postgame meets the big show today. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show on the fan presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey as we hook up with the Wendy's Big Show.
Threat off the bench with Cardinals, and there's a fly ball back in the deep right center field. Lorenzo Cain. Lorenzo Cain to end the game. Not today, says Lowe. Not today.
Unbelievable.
It didn't take long, did it? Didn't take long. Game one. He saved the game. That would have been a homer.
Are you kidding me? Did it have to end that way? I mean,
it's only fitting.
Man, oh man. Are you kidding me moment of the game brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, a company you can trust. Check them out at GeneWagnerPlumbing.com as that did save the game. You heard Schroeder in there, Matt LaPay on the call on Fox Sports Wisconsin. But the Brewers get a 5-4 victory today. It is Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey as we hook up with the Wendy's Big Show today. Opening day, how loud was it at Miller Park? It seemed way louder than, say, the past 3 years of opening days.
Well, and the excitement level around Brewers baseball has, I don't really remember it being this high because, guys, those teams, that the Prince team in 2011, right? You knew that Greinke was probably going to be out after that year.
Right.
And you knew Prince was gone after 2011. Mm-hmm. And the Braun fire was kind of cool just before the season. And it was an excitement, but it wasn't like this because they were so dang close.
They were, and I think, though, that the fact that there aren't that many changes this year should mean, in theory, that the outcome shouldn't be that different, right? Terms of where they got, high end. Now, can they take the next step? We'll find out. But when you bring back those types of players, you talk about, and the naysayers are going to say, well, you're going to have regression. Is Christian Yelich going to do this? Is the bullpen going to do that? See, the bullpen was overworked last year, and now they're going to pay the price. No, but there hasn't been that many changes 2018 and 2019 to expect, you know, regression from all these guys, first. Second, why is it that we can't talk about who will step up? Everyone is so quick to say, why, when these guys come back down to earth, what about the guys that have a career year? The other guys, the Travis Shaws of the world, the Grandals of the world, the Arcias of the world. Why can't we, in the same breath, say, well, geez, if these guys step up at the same pace, we're saying regression. I just hate that word, regression. Regress.
It's the hot trigger word in baseball, I think, is the biggest thing, because the cool thing is to find who in the bullpen is going to regress, who on the pitching staff is going to have a higher ERA.
Right.
But like you said, frankly, it's easier to predict, I think, guys, when you can see somebody going down than when you can see somebody continually right. getting better. Like mm-hmm. with Gary, like what you were saying with Christian Yelich, mm-hmm. it's easier to say that he's not going to hit 326 and hit 20 homers in 2.5 months. But he could just get better. I mean, he had 36 yes. bombs last year. He could have 40 this year.
Yeah, that's crazy. And, you know, I mean, those are big numbers. And it feels like he's the superstar that we thought that he would be. And he's, well, day one, we see it. Carry it. Boom. I mean, you got guys on. I mean, what a big how did you pitch to him? Would you pitch to him anyway? I mean, that blew my mind to begin with, right? Would you pitch to him there?
Well, you got a couple of guys.
Oh, you don't believe it.
You got a couple of guys on, so at some point you're going to have to challenge him a little bit. But I agree with you.
I don't know if I would in that moment. Overall, maybe they don't believe it.
Overall, I wouldn't feed him too much.
No.
Just like we asked Mike Moustakas, dude, who was throwing to you in high school?
Yeah, that was too funny. That was the best
he said,
ever.
Somebody had to. I bet.
I was leadoff.
They really didn't have much of a choice.
Man. What are you guys looking at? I said before the break, I'm really focused in on the three. That's the most fascinating part of this 2019 is the rotation. And it's those three younger dudes that get the ball, a 22-year-old, a 24-year-old, and a 26-year-old. One of these guys, Corbin Burnes, has not started a game mm-hmm. in the big leagues
so
ever.
Would you agree with one of my other predictions, besides the Braun prediction I made on Twitter today? One of my other predictions I told Baby Tosh yesterday, and I think he was going to fall out of his chair, two of those three will win at least 14 games.
Ooh, I like that prediction.
Well, that
two of those three.
They do that, they're going to win 100 games.
But you've got to let him pitch, though, and that's the thing.
He doesn't trust his bullpen. He's going to have to. He doesn't have a choice. Would you trust him? Who? Okay, let's start there. Who do you trust outside of Hader in the bullpen today?
My boy Jacob Andrew Barnes.
Not a chance, you know what.
Matt Albers?
I would trust Baby Tosh out there at this point over him.
I do
no
have a
way.
Nice sinker.
What about Albers?
If it's, but we don't. I mean, I don't know yet. I trusted Albers in April last year.
For sure.
I didn't trust Albers after like June, after he got hurt, it was over. But yeah, if it's Albers of last year, okay, I'll give you Albers.
21 appearances, 1.08 ERA, and 21 outings for Albers last
yep.
April and into May.
No doubt. Okay, so Albers, if he's Albers of last April, that's two guys, Hader and Albers. Who else?
Taylor Williams, mm-hmm. the young buck.
Mm. Okay.
Alex Claudio, we have yet to see from him.
Don't know yet.
He was warming up today.
Don't know about him. Don't know about
your
Wilson.
Your boy Alex Smith. Or Alex, is it Alex?
Alex Wilson.
That tells you how much of an impact he's had on your life.
Alex Smith.
Smith.
He hurt his leg.
Big impact.
He's out for a while.
But Gary, we should trust Alex Smith coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah, well, not anytime soon.
Come on, man.
Leg injury was gruesome.
Oh, yeah, not anytime soon.
799-1250. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt, you're on the fan.
Kurt just dropped off. Okay. Same thing. He sent me the same message that Aaron said. He said, forget you, Tim.
All right, fine. Brewers get a 5-4 victory today as Yoli Chacin. You do trust him, right?
No. And I've said this too.
Are you kidding? Did you see him today?
Yeah, I saw him back-to-back homers. I saw it. For me,
I just want to see if last year was real or not, I guess. I guess yeah, I just don't know. We had Mark Simon on, who we always
real
reference
today.
Yesterday from Sports Info Solutions, and he's like advanced stats guy or whatever else. He's going to teach the Big Show advanced stats all year. That's why he's on every Wednesday at 3:48. But we asked him about Chassin, and he said he was blessed by great defense behind him and the defensive shifting and everything else. So from that standpoint, well, you're going to have that again. So we'll see what happens. If he is what he was last year, that's a huge deal to this rotation. If he reverts back to maybe what he's been before this, then he clearly is not a frontline pitcher.
35 starts last year, a 15-8 record, really with good. A 3.5 ERA.
I'll take that again. Give me that again, sure. I'll be ecstatic.
Oh, for sure.
Ecstatic.
He'd be borderline all-star material.
Would love
he would
it.
Be.
Yep.
But he didn't pitch, you saw him today, 5 1/3, 3 hits, 3 runs, 7 Ks.
Yep, that's the one thing I've noticed too in spring, and I don't know if you guys have picked up on it. Seems like their starter's striking out a lot of guys, man. Burns is striking a lot of guys in spring. Peralta, mm-hmm. he's going to do that. Chassin, and then Woodruff. I mean, it sounds like all four of those guys are going to be big strikeout guys.
Let them go a little bit longer.
Woodruff's going to be so much fun to watch.
Whether or not you trust the bullpen or Council trusts the bullpen at all or not, let these guys go just a tick longer, just a little bit, maybe two but outs.
You also have to also factor in, though, Tim, when we're talking about these young dudes, we're talking about Corbin Burns hasn't started a big league game. You are going to have to watch their innings to an extent, right?
Nope. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
The reason the answer to your question is no is because I believe in my heart of hearts that they believe in their heart of hearts that they're going to play this like a regular baseball team for the first 4 months of the year. And then once you get to August and you get whatever you get at the deadline, and if you're looking at innings,
sure,
then you play it like you did in September and postseason, where now maybe they're only going to go 5, and you're telling them this because I need you in the postseason. We're going to go 5, I got my bullpen back to where I want my bullpen back to, and that's how we're going to play it out. But I think they're going to play just straight probably up until the trade deadline, and then after that, see where everybody sits.
Because Mark and David both earlier today, when they addressed the media just before the game, they both mentioned to make sure that we do remember that you can add to this team come July.
And they will.
You can, and no, you're right, because Council did mention very recently that you can't run the team like it's September and October. Right now, you're right in that he's going to have to let them play a little bit more.
And this is where I disagree. And I think you agree with me on this. And I don't know what Gary thinks, because we always talk about, well, it's not football, right? But when you're in series with the Cardinals in the month of April and you have them 10 times this month, I'm managing these series like it's September.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to break it to y'all.
You are.
These series, mm-hmm. and the Mets, I don't really care about. You know, end of the month, you're in New York, who cares? In Cincinnati, don't care. Play that like it's a normal regular season game. These games here, these are big games, because this could decide your wild card fate or your division.
What if there's a three-way tie in the division?
Well, that too.
And how does that shake out? Now, again, we just jumped from opening day to a three-way tie in the division.
And it will get there that quickly.
Oh,
it'll be
it will.
September before just, you know it, and we're going to be like, what just happened?
Just flying by here. Postgame meets the Big Show. Bayview Shade and Blind Postgame Show. Presented on the Fan by the Milwaukee Admirals, we are hashtag MillHockey. Brewers get a 5-4 victory as we meet the Wendy's Big Show and messages from Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Jay Meredith Jewelers.
It's March, so you know what time it is? It's madness. And talk about a winner, Jay Meredith Jewelers inventory liquidation sale. Anytime you hear liquidation, that means lots of stuff, very, very inexpensive, and this is no different. And Jay Meredith Jewelers in Delafield right now, if you're thinking about popping the big question, or you're shopping for a birthday present or an anniversary present or whatever the case may be, some type of big deal, they have up to 50 to 70% off their entire inventory. That means you walk in, you look at all the jewelry and go, everything's at least 50% off. Think about that. They have up to 50 to 70% off their entire inventory, including diamond engagement rings, diamond earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets, fine gemstone jewelry, and a whole lot more. Just think diamonds, 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 diamonds. Unbelievable. Talk about a clutch reporter. Get a stunning diamond engagement ring. Save up a basket full of money. Make the girl of your dreams feel like a star. Now, all you have to do is tell them that you heard about this on the Big Show on the Fan, and you'll get even more savings on top of the 50 to 70% off you're already going to get. Slam dunk. Hurry up. Sale's not going to last forever. Jay Meredith Jewelers inventory liquidation sale. A short drive for big savings. The general manager cringing. I want to see him cry myself, so go buy it all. In Delafield, off Highway 83 near Target.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes post-game update as we take you inside the clubhouse. You're listening to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
5-4 Brewers get the victory today. Bayview Shade and Blind Postgame Show presented to you on The Fan by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey as we meet the Wendy's Big Show. Gary Sparky, Baby Tausch, Tim Allen, Polish Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski with us. And things got a little tenuous, a little testy with the final out being recorded by Lorenzo Cain, preserving that 5-4 victory. Christian Yelich, a three-run home run today. If you want to join the conversation, 414-799-1250, talking about what you're most focused in on with this 2019 campaign. And it's, your mind gravitates typically to one or two things. Mine is the young rotation. And is Peralta going to be given a leash to work through the third time of the order? And that's really what this comes down to, guys. It's you know, in terms of my topic here, it comes down to the numbers game. And the numbers being so prevalent in baseball today that every time you get to the third time through the order, managers start getting a little jumpy. And the numbers express that. And I get that. But when the guy's rolling, when his stuff is good, talk to your catcher. Is the curveball still biting crisp? Is he spotting the fastball where you want him to? You're not moving across the plate to catch a baseball. I mean, those are the things that I'm really, really just micro-focused in on this year. And that's predominantly with Burns, Peralta, and Brandon Woodruff. Well,
in that same vein of how the ball is, that battery is going this game today, I was dialed in on watching Yaz. I was juiced.
Yeah.
He's got... You have to have some pretty incredible forearm strength to be able, and the pitch framing, you know, everybody talks about it, and not a whole lot of people really get it. I really don't necessarily. But to see how he's holding the low strike, you got to have some incredible forearm strength to be able to catch that thing coming in 97, especially when Hader was just gassing.
He was amazing today. He was.
Also,
it
was nice to bring in Hader right when the shadows crept in and home plate was covered up with the sun. I like that, too. That worked out well.
Yeah, that probably piece of advice came from Ryan Braun. He's always complained about the sight lines and things like that at Miller Park. But years ago, the Brewers, Gary mentioned last hour about Robin Yount and Paul Molitor. Years ago, I don't know if you guys were aware of this, they had the Batman and Robin poster. I don't know if posters are still a big thing, but
think they are anymore. That's a good question.
In mint shape,
like book fairs.
That thing is worth money now.
Yeah, well, especially if you get them autographed. Jeez.
And I've said this for about a year now. Make the newfangled, you know, the new era of Batman and Robin in Yelich and Kane, and pose it the same way they did years ago.
Who's the third guy? Would it be a third guy?
I don't think so.
Just those two.
Just those two. Just put those two on a poster, Hader? Man. Come on.
Not Hader?
No. These guys...
Isn't there... I'm remembering a picture of... Was it those two? Like, on the steps of the clubhouse right there with their hand on their shoulder, Steve? Was that...
Just search out Brewers, Molitor, Yount, Batman, and Robin. You'll see the poster there.
But Baby Tauscher, though.
And they should actually do it with Kane and Yelich. Honestly, they should.
That would be awesome.
These guys are a 1-2 punch, man. Mm-hmm.
Offensively and defensively, too. I mean, Kane won a game with his glove today.
He made not only that catch, to
he had one diving catch in the center field. Yep. When he got walked one down.
Yeah.
Walked it down. There it is. Yeah, Batman and Robin. Yeah.
So
in front of a Porsche.
Yeah. So if you look at that and you pose sort of Yelich and Kane in the same kind of position, that'd be. Oh, man, that'd be super cool.
Those guys had it going on in the 80s, didn't they?
Look at Paul Molitor just cooling it in there. You know he was having some fun.
They had it going
on. You just talk to Gorman Thomas. He'll give you some inside scoop.
Cliff notes.
Oh, man.
We call it Spark notes, whatever one you want.
Billy, you and I run into Gorman, I don't know, three times a year or so. and he's always got some little tidbit.
And the best part is about Gorman, like he doesn't turn it off. It's just always rolling.
Go.
Go.
I mean, there was the one story. They were in New York to play the Yankees, and some of the coaches.
Be careful now.
And I know some of the coaches and managers were up for coffee. Seeing their players come home from the night before.
Yeah, he's told me that story before. I've heard that one.
Hey, unbelievable.
Gary, how would Forrest Gregg have liked that?
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. That wouldn't work.
No, I got something for you the night before. Come on over here.
Speaking of Kane and Yelich, they had a chance to talk to Sophie a minute after the game on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Hello. Is it safe to say not today?
Yeah, not today.
Glove last year. You open up opening day by robbing a home run to close the game here. Take me through that jump and how are you able to make the read on the ball?
Just trying to make a play, get a good read on it, you know, get up and go get it. So I pride myself on being a playmaker. It's what I do.
What do you say about the MVP here coming up with the three-run shot to give you guys the lead and how electric this place was as you guys open up the season with a win?
Yeah, this is my guy right there. So, you know, he's a starter seat. He gets it done each and every day. So another huge game by him.
All right, Christian, I'm going to ask you, what are you thinking when you see Lowe go up and make that catch?
I was hoping it was going to stay in. I was seeing it from the side, and I saw him tracking it. He goes up, makes the play. And it's honestly not surprising. That's what he does. He just finds a way to win. And like he likes to say, not today.
Christian, your first time back in front of the home fans as the MVP. This place was electric when you hit that home run. What's going through your mind to deliver in that moment and to open up the season with a win?
Yeah, these fans are amazing. It's great to be back in Miller Park. And, you know, we were behind there, but like this team's done the whole time I've been here. We continue to fight and find a way to win.
Is this a special way to start the season?
I can't think of a whole lot better.
Oh, man, there it is. Yelich and Kane on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Getting chills, boys and girls, from just that interview at the beginning there of the fans at Miller Park. Brewers fans have just stepped up. I'm just amazed. I am. Is it me? Am I just hearing, you know, is this just wishful hearing, if you will? Yeah. Or are you guys hearing it too?
Well, yeah,
you guys were on the air. Now, granted, you guys were on the air most of the game.
We didn't hear any noise because, yeah. We're...
Correct. That would be all you, Tim.
But it was like that throughout the game today.
Yeah, that's awesome. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, I want to go back to what you were talking about in the last segment, talking about innings pitched by these young pitchers and maybe Tachi saying you don't have to watch them. I'll give you a good example of something that very well could happen. You could get down to that trade deadline. And again, remember, there's only one this year. So you could get down to that trade deadline this year. Keston Hira is tearing the cover off the ball. He's ready to come up. And Moustakas is playing whatever the case may be. You might be able to swing Travis Shaw to go get you another starting pitcher and then be able to move one of those young pitchers that you're worried about into the back end of that bullpen then for August and September and then into the playoffs. I'm not saying Baumgartner. It would have to be somebody with more control than one year. But somebody that you, a young pitcher that you have young control over to go along with those three for the entire year next year and then for the rest of this season. That might be one way where you save one of those guys. Say it's Peralta, and you're like, okay, we'll put him in the back end of the pen. I'm going to go get me a starter, replace him in the rotation, and then you're going to go to the bullpen for the rest of the year, and the next year you're back in the rotation again. That could be how they save one of these guys if they so choose at the deadline.
They better not do that to Brandon Woodruff. Please, can we just let that dude be a starter?
I agree.
Please, just let him be a starter. He wins the job last year, and then, oh, nice, thanks. Okay, now you're going to go back down to AAA. Let the dude be a starting pitcher in the big leagues and see what he's got.
I'm with you.
Billy, you work with him every day.
Stevie? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Gary? Yeah.
Gary, you work with him every day. Mm-hmm. Did Travis Shaw do something to this guy?
Nope. I'm just putting it.
But that's Steve.
I'm just putting it.
Steve is cold, dude. He ain't got no allegiance to nobody,
man. He is cold.
What did Travis Shaw do outside of hitting 63 homers and knocking in 170?
He's trying to win a World Series. He don't care about Travis Shaw.
And I don't. You're absolutely right. Trying to figure out how to win it all. Correct.
Jeez.
And that's
but that's just it. That's where I'm at on this. And Keston Hira is the long-term answer at second base. Period. Arcia or Dubon, I think it's Dubon, is going to be the long-term answer at shortstop. Done. So the only way Travis Shaw, in my opinion, ends up still here is if Aguilar flames out, and Shaw has a good year, and then Shaw can play first base. Because I think Moustakas is going to be here at third base for the next 2 or 3 years. I don't think he's going anywhere.
You think?
I'm almost positive.
And Steve hastes to win it all. You have to ask yourself, and if Steve was David Stearns, how is your team built? Is your team built around, like, real true superstars? Or is your team built around a multitude of players that get along in the locker room, and that's what creates the magic, and that's why you win? And so you try to make it better, and you go upset the apple cart and get rid of a true cog in your locker room.
All of the Travis Boston
Shaw.
Celtics.
I mean, I don't know if Travis Shaw is, but I'm just saying.
I think he
those,
is.
Those are the kind of, in your quest to win it all, to go get another guy, those are the kind of things, because this team, to me, is made up of, a lot like the Bucks, a sum of players where the magic is absolutely outstanding in the locker room.
You and Leroy and Gilbert Brown over the years convinced me that team chemistry is big. I wasn't a fan of it when I started working with Gary. Thought it was a bunch of crap. And over the course of time, they've convinced me that team chemistry can overcome a lot. Now, they've lost Keon Broxton. That was a team chemistry guy. He's gone. So they've lost pieces that were big parts of that clubhouse last year.
Yeah, but his production wasn't. And the amount of times that he played wasn't.
Understand.
Travis Shaw.
I'm just saying, as far as personality and locker room.
Yeah.
If you believe in Keston Hira, I do. I believe in the man's bat. If he's ready and he's ready to go, Moustakas is not Travis Shaw third base defensively. I understand that. But Moustakas is part of this little California connection they got going on in this clubhouse. I'm telling you, I think he's here. And if Travis Shaw is playing pretty decent, not great, but decent. And having, well, how much arbitration? You got 2 years of arbitration left? 3 years? Something like that.
Yep.
Arbitration left. They're not even talking to him about doing anything. He
not
said
yet.
That, right? So, from that perspective, you can get a pitcher for that dude. If he's playing decent, you can get a good frontline starting pitcher for that guy at the deadline if he's playing well.
Yeah.
And if Hira's ready, screw it.
What if one of these young guys step up as a frontline pitcher, though?
Wonderful.
Does that change that? Because
no,
right now, because
I can get another one.
No. But Travis Shaw is team control for this year and next year and beyond.
Yeah,
but
right.
I'm just saying, this window, Moustakas with the option, he's under team control this year and next year.
Correct.
It's the 2 year window. People talk all the time about the Cubs. The window is now, and they got
to
do this.
But you have to make room for Keston Hira.
It is for the Brewers also. They're built to win right now, the 2 year window. You got them both, Stevie.
But
you got both Shaw and Moustakas for 2 years if you want them.
So what do you do? Tell Keston Hira we'll get you in 3 years? Or are you going to play him at some point? Because there's no room at the end. There's no room at the end right now, the way it's set up.
As long as you're winning.
There's no room at the end.
Eric Thames comes off the roster next year. There's a position player that he could be one of those. He plays 120 games.
He could have come off the roster in the fall, and that would have been fine with me.
As long as you're winning.
Sorry, well, just look at the service time clock, though.
No, I understand that. But look at around baseball. Tatis,
yep.
They put him on. He was 2-for-2 last time I checked in today's game.
Everyone's going younger.
Right.
They are going younger.
But this team doesn't have to with Hira is the point. So what I'm saying is totally based on Hira's tearing it up and looks like he's ready. Moustakas is doing really well. Aguilar's hitting the ball really well. You're looking at the innings for your three young pitchers going, dude, one or two of these guys are probably going to have to go to the bullpen. What are we going to do? And then it's going to be a determination of how do you get that guy? Do you trade Zach Brown, one of your pitching prospects, and Corey Ray and some other prospects to try and go get a pitcher with team control for the next 2 or 3 years? Or do you trade Travis Shaw?
Well, and you also mentioned Corey Ray in that sense. Ryan Braun is part of that California connection that also would be coming off the books in 2 years, which would open up Corey Ray in that left field spot.
No doubt. That's why I don't want to trade Corey Ray, because I think he slots right in there. I don't want to trade Braun, because I think he gets into this rotation.
Moral of the story, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer hates Travis Shaw.
That's not true. No, man. That dude's super nice guy.
He was super nice guy.
I got nothing against him. I'm just trying to figure out what trade chip do you have that can get you the most at the deadline from a position where you can deal from.
Could be Zeus.
Yelich, Moustakas, Antanasio, Braun, California Fires, everything else. They ain't trading that dude. Stop.
Unless he's awful, there's
no way he's leaving.
Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show today presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey. We hook up with the Wendy's Big Show. Gary Sparky, Baby Tausch, Tim Allen, and a Brewers 5-4 victory and bowling season.
That's right.
Is that just starting to fire up?
It's about to end. the fall and winter season. And then you've got the spring leagues that are getting ready to fire up here.
Gotcha.
May 14th at Castle Lanes. And I don't. Tim Allen used to be a bowler back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Used to. Yeah. Collegiate bowler.
Yeah, most of you don't remember
don't believe
or notice.
It at all.
No, he was. Yeah, he used to bowl back
still
in the day.
Still don't believe it.
And,
all right.
And he knows Lenny Borst Jr., who is a PBA 50 vet and winner as well. Runs a pro shop at Castle Lanes in Racine. Log Cabin Field, Northern Woods type field. Always ranked as one of America's coolest bowling destinations. People drive from all over the Midwest just to come check this place out. True story. Starting May 14th, they have the Storm Doubles League. Cost is $15 per week. First place team wins choice of any current Storm bowling ball that they got and $200 cash. And you get a high five jersey to wear like the PBA bowlers wear or a three ball Storm bowling bag for just joining the league. Get it? Here you go. Thanks for joining. And I've never been to one of these leagues. It's 1 hour of bowling. That's all it is. You're in and out, Tim, bowling your games in 1 hour on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday night.
You're going to have to drink quick.
And in the spring and summer, you want to get back outside, right? So it makes all the sense in the world. If you want to be outside, they have Castle Lane Summer Beach Volleyball as well. That starts on May 5th. Hurry, get all the details now. Check out Castle Lane's Facebook page, or you can call 262-633-1199, 262-633-1199. Enjoy the wild side of bowling at Castle Lane's Highway 31 in Racine.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. Here's the scoop from the skipper on the only station Brewers fans need before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, 5-4. It is like Christmas for me, getting going again. Tim and Taos back in action tomorrow night after game two against the St. Louis Cardinals. They win the opening day.
Did you
game.
Say it's like Christmas for you because I look like Santa Claus or something?
Like, did I call you fat or something?
That's what I kind of felt like.
I
wanted to make sure because it's really not nice to insult people in the workplace, Tim.
We mock
this is
what
a
we
safe
don't,
place.
We mock what we don't understand. I mean, that's just I don't understand. Let's not go to the weight thing.
You don't understand what a 300-pound
no.
life's like.
No, I don't. We got to get to the weight thing over the weekend at some point. We're going to get to that.
Okay, great. I can't wait.
No, because that was pissing me off. So I'm going to come in with some ammunition.
Oh, about how light you are?
Yes.
Sparky, how much do you think this kid weighs?
10?
Yeah.
Probably lighter than his son. I'll say 180.
There we see. He's in the ballpark.
I can't see him being more than 165.
Okay. All right, oh my God, he's been more than 165 probably
years.
For 20 years.
Years.
Yeah, 20 years. I don't think he's ever been 165 since I've known him.
Look at how frail he is, man.
No.
Look at his legs.
You're making me okay, fine. Just we'll get to it over the weekend.
Why don't you just weigh him in on the postgame show and find out?
Yes, that's what I want to do.
But then you got to weigh
in. No, but he's going to bring this janky scale that's all messed up and uncalibrated, saying he's 190 pounds.
No, but you both should weigh in on the show.
I'll tell you what. I'll go over to Robert's Specialty Meats and get on the scale.
Okay, no. I'd have to go to John Young where they weigh like freight if I was going to do it. Get up on the freight scale.
We'll get to Young Express in just a second here. But first, we need to hear from Craig Council. His team gets an opening day victory 5-4.
Talked a lot about how this is a different team and a new team, but the formula today seemed pretty good to start.
Yeah, I was wrong. This looked like last year a lot. it was. You at least did a nice job. I mean, he made a mistake to Wong and pitched just kind of came back over the middle of the plate, I think. But he was, other than that, he was really, really good, I thought. And, did contribute in a big way offensively today, but did his job for sure. We couldn't ask more.
That last play, Craig, off the bat, were you thinking?
Yeah, I said a bad word. I did. Yeah.
Are we going to be a fine for that?
I hope the kids don't see it.
You've seen that from him before, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy. Just as far as he ran to time it up the way he did is what's so difficult. So it's a long way to go, and then to time it up just perfectly is really skilled. That's a high skill level.
One of the questions you hear about Lowe the most is, how does he not have a gold glove? I mean, it's...
he plays center field at a level very few guys have been doing.
Yeah, I think he had an answer to that question today. So it was, I mean, it was he made a play in the, you know, earlier in the game, a diving play. And that's, you know, those are game changing plays, man. Those are runs.
You talk about how Yelich kind of picked up from where he left off last year with a whole 3-run home run, 2 walks.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, as well as we can get, you know, pressure on when Yelich is up, base runners on, and make him pitch to him, you know, it's a big deal. So, you know, they're going to be careful. There's no question they're going to be more careful with him. You know, today was a great example of it, and it's also a great example of just, you know, getting guys on base in front of him. You know, then you got to pitch to him. And so, you know, we did a nice job of that in the third. But he had some good at bats.
Greg, they talk about bringing the DH to the National League, and then you just lose moments like Woodruff off Kershaw this year and Chacin today. I mean, he had one home run for his career, and not exactly the guy you'd expect to.
Yeah, we had to talk about that in spring training about, you know, pitcher offense was part of our meeting. You know, can you hit a home run? You know, if you can't, that means something different. And I was looking at Chacin, and he said, I can hit a home run. He was adamant, I can hit a home run. And then he made sure he told me on the way in the dugout today. He did.
That was at a meeting in camp, he told you?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about Hader today? He was electric in the eighth inning. I know there's a little bit of a long one along the night.
Yeah, I mean, he was electric today. There's no question. You know, I don't know. You know, if you get a two-inning stint with that many swings and misses, I don't know how many swings and misses there were, but you don't see that many swings and misses from major league hitters. So it was an electric outing, and it was more of the same for sure. It's, you know, the key for it was really getting us through the seventh inning. It was just Junior getting us through the seventh inning, getting Carpenter right there, I thought was a big point in the inning, big point in the game. You know, if Carpenter gets on there, we got to get Josh going, and he might get into the seventh, and then it's, you know, having to go cover 3, 2 1/3. That's not, you know, I don't know if I was really hoping I didn't have to do that.
Well, that explains it right there. Junior Guerra was key in the Brewers 5-4 victory.
Never should have been.
Bridge the gap to Josh Hader, and the Brewers get the win. I'm going to be back at you tomorrow night after the last pitch as you make the switch to the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented to you on The Fan by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey. And Stevie, you have some parting words. As I say, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back from Young Express.
With the economy booming, Young Express expanding in all departments, which magnifies the need to increase their independent contractor base, especially local drivers. We're talking about full-time independent contractors. Local drivers stay within 250 miles of Milwaukee. You pick stuff up, you drop stuff off. That's your new career. You're running your own business. You are your own boss. You work with Young Express, not for Young Express. Plus, as a local driver, you get to sleep in your own bed each and every night. 99% no-touch freight, all done with a forklift, no break in your back. With minimal investment in your own vehicle, Young Express will provide you all the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight. Again, full-time independent contractors, local drivers. That's what they need. Join the Young Express team today. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's youngexpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
Wendy's Big Show and the postgame meets the Big Show. Wrapping up today, Jeff Orlowski on the other side of the glass on a throwback Thursday. We went all the way through. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Master Z's. Who are we listening to next week?
Don't ask.
Wrestling theme.
Yeah!
Woohoo! Thought that Goofy Machine Head or whatever he nominated won. They got a lot of votes.
That was X Dot.
What was X Dot?
You weren't listening to any of that?
Doing that. Whatever he says, everybody doing that stuff.
Way to go. Now you know he's going to win next
year. Put on.
No, we have an addendum in this, don't we?
An addendum?
Yeah, addendum.
Mike Clemens, Brewers owner Mark Antonacci, was asked where he was when Christian Yelich hit his three-run homer. Quote, I was in the suite with Bud Selig, Cardinals owner Bill DeWitt. Two of us celebrated, one of us did not.
Oh, nice. A lot of celebrating going on in Miller Park. Go. Brewers winning 5-4 for Tim Allen, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Jeff Orlowski, intern mother plucker. I'm Bill Schmidt. Baby Tausch, thanks for listening to us. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 with the Wendy's Big Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.